Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stop talking about it. Babies aren't urinal cakes. Are we live, Matt, or what?
Yeah, but not everywhere. I'm a bit worried.
It's episode number 10, and that's pretty good. We're 25% through the season, which means every episode is 2.5%. And that's a lot of effort to put in for just 2.5%.
What's that mean?
What?
What are you talking about, this percentage?
I was just doing some physics for everyone.
You were a physics teacher once, wasn't
Yeah. Yep. I was.
How weird is it that we used to be in charge of children?
Yeah. Did you have blue cards?
No,
we never renewed it. Sorry.
We just said that we did. And yeah. I also said that I had my level 2 coaching qualification. I hadn't completed that. I didn't have the certificate. I just said that I was, and no one ever checked it, and I was paid like a level 2 coach. I'd done the courses. I just hadn't handed in like 2 fucking assignments about like a volley or something.
But it goes to show, same thing with you becoming a primary school teacher. You never went to any classes. You just did the assignments. You don't have to do shit to be anything.
You could be a doctor tonight if you go home and Google, you fucking idiot.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. You are a doctor. You are Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown.
Are you?
Maybe.
What's wrong with me?
I can't tell you.
It's hot. All right, look. It's episode 10. We're a quarter of the way through the whole entire fucking season. And look, we had a bit of a look at the comments from last week. We're gonna sit German or gibberish out this week, and we're going to replace it. We've got our beloved little Julian in sitting in the wings.
We have a guest.
He's going to come on a little later and tell you exactly how it was fucking a Thai lady boy.
No!
He's a boy. Julian is a boy too.
So we're going to give German or gibberish a rest, see what you guys like think and feel about that. And like, if you could let us know in the comments, that'd be like so sick. We love hearing about what you guys think about in the comments.
Have you ever sniffed your microphone?
Yeah. Well, I stopped strange after smell. All of the
fart.
For the farting. Tun, tun,
tun. Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Also, fucking, we read the comments. NordVPN. Look, I'm gonna reach out to them and say, hey, look, we're happy for you guys to stay on.
So everyone wants us to stay with them.
Yeah, everyone was mostly supportive about that. That means that you guys will have to listen to the Nord thing again. But hey, hopefully I'll get better at it.
No, we'll just do it how we feel at the time.
Yeah, okay. Should we do our twist on it?
All right, so you know, and to be fair, they are. It's you know, thank you, NordVPN. We shouldn't have been so quick to
judge
you last week in particular. So look, our apologies. All right, thank you for the money that you want to give us.
Yeah, sort of sorry.
Sort of sorry. What fucking, it's episode 10. That means in the other corner of the basement here, we have Matt Brown's new chair. I thought that was going to be applause. Which one's the applause again?
We went through this. That's a scary one. I think there is an applause, is there?
No, not an applause.
Fuck me.
All right, well, look, here.
All that.
Double digits means upgrade.
Every 10 episodes, Brown gets a new chair. He gets a new chair. We're going to make him wait outside while we set the chair up. We'll lead him in blindfold, and then he has to sit on the chair. All that and so much more. We prank call. We got everything else. Holy shit.
It's right there. I can see it.
You can see it. No, we got blankets over.
Yeah, we got blankets.
The reason why you got that chair is because it was your birthday egg chair.
Yeah, I got
and
it a little
Easter,
bit earlier.
Sort of, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So that too.
Yeah.
You planned for that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Also, fucking, man. Man, we filmed an incredibly painful video today. Excuse our drainedness. It is. Look at Michael's body. Okay.
Yeah, they don't look normal and
Look at that. As you can probably see on YouTube, that's squash balls, all right? And it's hard to describe the pain. It is such a shocking pain that it takes your breath away. It is like, and there were some shots where I was like, oh, it's fine. And then like literally it's such a delayed fuse of incredible intense pain. You fucking start like, oh, that's fine. And then 2 seconds later, bang, cunt.
Is it like the spoon hit where it's really, really delayed?
It's like 10 times worse. I broke down at one point. Like I was honestly ready to cry.
So that'll be coming out.
Leave.
So that'll be coming out on the website. Right now out on the website, we have, is it better to be safe than sorry? Which is fucking ripping clear. I don't know about that one.
I can't remember it.
Anyway, it's on the website. We post all our fucking weekly fucked up shit to the website. The video that caused these horrific injuries will be out on the website in like a week or something as well. So just fucking go and have a look if you haven't.
It's 21 days.
It's 21 days for free. So you can go and binge watch everything, right? Make us pay for it because we have to pay for the data and then cancel and you don't get charged a cent. How good's that? Matt's not
but
subscribed.
But like, if you want to be a real fan and support us and help us,
and if you like the podcast too,
yeah, then just sign up and don't even watch it.
Yeah. No, but you can engage with us in the Facebook group. We do monthly Q&As. There's all sorts of things, Matt Brown, that you don't know about.
I know about some.
He knows about some.
Sorry. Can I ask fucking that you hell. Guys? Give a little explanation around the Nutella car. Because a few people commented and were confused, even though you put a lot of info out of what happened there. But can you just explain how that coincidentally crossed?
So we filmed the Nutella car video, right? And it was an Easter-themed video, a little prank on Mickey. Hey, oh, gotcha. Oh, we'll put a little bit of chocolate on your car. Oh
such
crazy.
A bitch to clean.
Crazy.
It looked good, though.
Ants all through the door.
Comes fucking Easter Friday, I go on the internet and boom, Xiaomi has posted the exact same video, like the Nutella and sprinkles. And I knew that Xiaomi's never intentionally copied us ever. So I knew it was just a fucking wild coincidence. I messaged him, I'm like, dude, we just did exactly the same fucking video and it's coming out on Sunday. And, you know, fuck it. I was just like, I know everyone's going to think that that one of us has copied each other, but it was just a flat-out coincidence. It happens. It fucking happens. There's nothing original done on the internet. There are all these people being like, oh, no, it wasn't Xiaomi that did it first. It was this other Smith family. I've never even fucking heard of them, okay? There are so many content creators now.
I remember one time, this is going back years ago, we did a stupid, stupid Star Wars video.
Oh,
fucking
oh,
Star
in the
Wars.
Mall? Oh,
Star man. Wars is fucked.
Hey,
okay?
Calm down on Star Wars.
I can't
Wars,
believe
bro.
You've said that.
Anyway, fucking shit. Anyway, so, like there's us playing fucking swords in the street.
Oh dude, I can't believe you're going into detail about
anyway,
this.
Anyway, some kid, 3 days cool. before we released that, released the same video.
And in Queen
made
Street
the pretty colours on the stupid swords they use in that stupid show.
They're called lightsabers.
Oh, yuck. Anyway, that fucking...
We did it because it was a trending topic, okay? We would
Star
never-
Wars was out. Fuck you, Star Wars.
Michael. Sorry. I'm sure that we've never watched Star Wars.
I'm sure there are some... I've seen a bit. I saw one Star Wars once and the beginning was they fucking were in this stupid sandstorm and this fat thing.
Now you're being racist.
No, the fat fucking slug thing was talking and it was so old looking.
It's called Jabba the Hutt.
Exactly. That's shit. That is shit what you just said. Agreed? That's shit what he said?
It's not the best, man.
So fuck off.
Just watch
Star
the
Wars.
Old trilogy and that's it.
Does not matter. The new, the old, it's shit. That's it. That's how it is, I think.
Anyway. Sorry. Our sponsors this week...
Oh, yeah. I'm very keen to get into the sponsors.
Look, first sponsor, of course, we have the beautiful Manscaped. As you can see on our table here, we have a range of Manscaped products and the pubes next to them. There's a huge pile of pubes that one of our fans sent in last week. We have sitting next to them to signify just what Manscaped does. It helps men groom and cut their hairs nice and fine without slicing your skin to pieces.
I'm still
it's
loving
actually
the
great.
Body wash. The body wash is
Matt,
really good.
Matt, Matt lathers it all over himself. He squeezes his breasts together and makes sure his whole body's lubricated as fuck. Like an inch thick of it. One bottle per shower he has.
Then it's I slide along insane. The tiles.
And then he slides like a slug to work.
No.
Anyway, manscaped.com.
You know what that reminded me of?
If you want 20% off, right?
Ooh.
Fully actual 20. If you want 20% off any Manscaped product, go to manscaped.com, fully actual 20 for 20% off. It's just fucking nuts. Go and just have a look at the website, okay? There's plenty of shit on there.
If you want, you can put the body lotion wash shit on your body. And if you have tiles in your bathroom, this goes for you, Julian, you can rub your body on the tiles back and forth till you climax,
till you come.
What? Seriously, Julian. It
Julian,
is possible.
Have you tried that?
Julian's
no,
the one
but
who
we
told us
know
about
someone. We know someone who's done it. It is possible.
Yeah. So try it.
So try that.
Try
and
it.
Report back to us next week. How is the cum bottle going?
Oh yeah, $500 per
you
fucking
get $500
bottle.
If you fill a 600ml bottle of Coca-Cola bottle with cum.
I forgot about it. I got the bottle. And I don't want to get into it.
Have you
is it underway
yet?
Though? Have you
it's started? Yeah,
okay,
let's
good.
Just say
all
it's
right,
started.
We'll how that. Far up?
Fuck, not far, but I'm going to have to work on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I've always wanted to have a...
Bring it to
time
work limits?
Standby. Bring it to work with you.
Do I have time limits?
We'll,
no, we'll if you by take, the end of the season.
Do you want to see gradual progress, though?
Oh, yeah, I'd love... If you could bring it each week, I'd love
it. Surely by the end of the season. I reckon Matt could fill it in a month if he was pushed.
Man, I would love that, dude. Honestly, it would make my year.
And we could do something cool with it, man. We could do something fucking cool with it.
Oh, that's so
yeah, anyway, manscaped.com. Go and have a look. Next sponsor, of course, the University of Markle, our subscription website, which funds our fucking lives. We post our weekly vlogs, science experiment, fucked up videos on there that we're not allowed to post to social media. You can have a look at the content, 21 days for free. Link is in the description. If you're on YouTube, just go to universityofmarkle.com if it's you're listening on fucking Spotify or some shit. And you can have a look at the videos, and then you can decide, because I guarantee you, there is not content like ours out there anywhere in the fucking world.
And we are in the videos.
And
really?
We are in the videos, most of them.
You've never said that before.
James premiered on our TikTok the other day as his own solo video, and it's fucking good.
Oh, is this the one that I saw?
Yeah, it's raining.
I
man.
Knew it.
He
I
fell
fucking
from a,
knew that was going to be
he
good.
Fell from the sky.
Yeah, he's good at form.
Is that out? But,
yep.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to watch it.
Well done, James.
And that's it. And NordVPN, go and have a look. We'll start Nord back up once I contact them, because now I'll go to them and say, oh hey, you know, do you want
us
to continue? And then starting next week, if they agree, then we'll start again. Okay.
Will
and Nord, you good? You know, we're coming around to them slowly.
I don't mind. I've bought them 3 times.
Yeah, which is strange because they gave them to us for free, us two, and you.
And you only need
one. Oh really? I signed up.
And you need one too.
I use the
123
the discount code.
But sorry. But great work, everyone. And that's the sponsors.
What's the time?
It's 9:30.
Okay, good. We still got time.
It's 5:16.
We have time because remember at 5:30 that's when our Bachelor Brown lady finishes work.
Very, very
but
special.
Wait, we'll give her 15 minutes of leeway to get
come
we
up. We'll look. Why don't we have
I've
a little
I've had
vote.
A long think about this. And I don't want to do it anymore.
Matt, shut up. God, we're far too involved now.
I think when you see
God,
comment of the week,
rude.
When you see comment of the week this week, you will change your fucking mind.
Why?
And your gender.
Why?
I can't
Let's
think.
Do the chair. The chair
see.
Is good.
We're all indecisive.
Let's get the chair out of the way.
Should right. I just leave?
Yeah, just wait. Oh, sorry, let me explain everyone what we're going to do. Matt's going to step outside so the fucking cunt can't see in. And we're going to swap the chairs over. Then we're going to lead him in front of the camera we'll and show him.
For anyone who's not watched the podcast, what's the chair about?
Matt has a really shit, fucked up, low chair. Fuck off. It's his first season
not
on
bad.
fucking camera. And it's not bad. But it's just
this
not
is shit.
It's just
I
not
sat
practical.
In it earlier, and it sucks, dude. It is so uncomfortable.
It's shit. You're gonna find there's only like one spot. You can only sit like it for like 4 minutes.
Well, you'll be very comfortable on your new nude seat, I think. I think.
And then this will introduce Julian, and we'll do the Bachelor. No, we'll do the Black Book and My Bible after we do a little interview with Julian.
Anyway, all right, guys, we're going to send Matt outside now. Get outside.
Don't you fucking peek inside, cunt. I will fucking skin
you. Come on, get up. Quickly.
This is so important.
Blur this, Connor.
All right, so right now Matt's outside. His new chair is a toilet, okay? It's a fucking toilet from Bunnings. And right now Julian is sitting on it and he's taking a massive shit in the actual toilet. Oh my God, there is a huge shit in the toilet. Now we're going to close the lid of the toilet and Matt's going to come in and hopefully he won't smell it. If he does, hilarious. If he doesn't, he'll just walk in and sit down or even lift. All he has to do is open the toilet and there's a fucking monster shit in there. So this is going to be a hell of a reveal. It smells so bad already. So there's no way he's not going to be able to smell it when he comes in. But at least he hasn't seen it yet. So he'll definitely open the lid and see it.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, it smells like someone's just taken a shit next to us in this hot, steam, damp basement. And now we're all marinating in sick.
Oh, I got a cramp. Ow.
Oh, man, that smells so bad. Julian must have had eggs and frog.
Frog. Oh, my God.
There's blood on it, too.
Yeah,
dude, James. Today when James was setting up the toilet, building it, he cut himself. He just flicked his blood all over it. So the chair, the toilet is literally covered in shit and blood.
It's a bloody shit toilet.
This is so good. Quickly, Julian, I can't take this smell anymore.
He's finishing his poo in the toilet.
You're doing right, well there. You just got
camera,
through.
He's coming on camera.
Then you go right, maybe.
Okay. Yep.
That's not bad.
Yeah, see, it's nice higher. And comfy. Nice.
It's a fucking toilet, though.
Yeah. Sit down.
Sit down and try it out, Mr. Brown. The people can't see your face.
Where'd you get it from?
People can't see your face, Brown Town. You need to talk into the microphone, baby. Come on, have a seat.
I don't want to open it.
No, yeah, just.
I don't want to open it.
Why?
It looks fucked already.
No, dude. Don't be so ungrateful.
Smell it. You have to open it,
man. Dude, just have a fucking peek inside.
It's safe on top. The poo is hidden inside. It's hard for us too.
Oh man, it smells so bad.
It smells.
You have to open it, Matt. You can't just fucking. It smells so bad.
Oh my God, the smell is becoming hard.
No, it's not good.
Damp soul.
It's okay.
Fix it.
I think we leave it for the episode. It's like a poo.
And the dots on it, that's blood.
James's blood, to be specific.
That's right, that's healthy.
Yeah, that's true. Why is James's blood? Because he cut himself setting it up and then flicked it on.
So it's a shitty blood toilet.
Get down on the toilet, you ungrateful cunt. Open it up and sit. Yeah, I'm not opening it. No. Shit, it is. Open it up.
No, he's already had a look. There you go. That's fine there. All right.
Is he okay on camera, Julian?
Yeah, he looks so depressed.
All right. Well, back to those cameras. We got off that one. We did it.
All right, everybody. That is
so high now.
Oh, my God. You're bigger than us are.
You're big, tall man.
You're bigger than us are now, baby.
You are. You're bigger.
Smells like shit.
It's weird looking up to you because I'm so used to looking down at the egg.
Yeah, you've become more stature.
I fucking hate you guys.
Is it a nice backrest now?
Don't talk to me.
Try and flush it, baby. Mm, there's a little button there.
I wanted Julian to do a poo on the top, but is hard.
Yeah, no, it's better in there. It's yeah, more. It's more realistic. There. It's more realistic. Anyway, that's Matt's new chair.
Woo! And I guess should we get Julian on?
All right, everybody, we're going to get Julian on to talk about exactly what it's like deflowering a small time and with fake boobs.
Hey, man, I've done it.
Brown, of course he fucking has.
I told you, it smells.
We can squeeze up.
Ooh. Just ignore. Try and ignore my sweaty skin.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Is that good, Matt?
Yeah, that's great. I can't stand it. Oh, do we have to
Dude, I did a massive shit in there. Like,
I've seen it.
Like,
there.
No, it's fresh too. Like, that's like I ate 6 pizzas yesterday and a large Big Mac meal. And I ate pizza for breakfast this morning.
You should go get checked.
That's fat shit.
That's not a normal smell.
Dude, open it up and have
you
a look.
You definitely have an STD.
It's impressive.
It could be AIDS.
Dude. I need a shit too.
All right.
Do one. There's a toilet right there. Do you want to swap seats?
All right. For those of you who don't know, Julian went to Thailand recently during our week off, and he got on it with Puck, one of his mates over there.
Yeah, Puck.
And they did some wild shit. So, Julian, why don't you tell everyone just one or two of the wildest things that you did while you were there, and maybe include, you know, that thing that you did?
Nah, man, I didn't do any of that.
Oh, fuck off.
I didn't.
Julian sent us a video of one of them urinating in a toilet, like from behind. Standing up. And then she sort of turned around and she's like, oh, no, stop filming me.
No, Thailand was crazy, man. Like, I didn't know what to expect from over there because, like, what, getting drugs and all that is, like, apparently really fucked.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
But you managed.
Man, within the first hour, I had done lines of meth, MD, coke, everything.
Why?
Like, I'm not usually, like, one to take meth. But, like, they were like, oh, you want a line? You want a line? I was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's fucking spicy. What was that? And they were like, meth. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've done meth before, so I know how to sleep on it.
Done it heaps.
But, God, I've been here a minute and I already look like some fucking weird crackhead junkie who fucks ladyboys.
I always thought you were that.
You're a fuckhead, man. You're literally sitting on my shit. Fuck off, bud. But on Copenhagen, it was more just like drug taking and partying and shit. It was so fun.
And then what happened?
You said that's your favorite place, eh? Your favorite island?
Cambodia.
It's another country.
I prefer Korong.
Oh, so I was.
I like Tasmania.
I was Korong about saying that. Sorry.
So can you just explain what Puck Life what he does?
Puck Life's a fella from New Zealand who, like Timmy Mullins, he does like tours all over the world, and he's just started up 2 palaces. So he's got like hostels, one in Nicaragua. Like, you've been to the one that it was originally.
I have been.
And then one on Copenhagen, like in their full moon party island in Thailand. But he just like, he's just a party animal, but fucking he just showed me around. But then we went to Bangkok and that's where all the fuck shit happened.
What happened?
Well, we only spent one night there, which was like the last night before he had to fly back to New Zealand. But like we went to the Hangover Bar, like Matt saw that, like the bar, the Sky Bar where they fucking
filmed
at the Hangover, whatever, fucks me. But, then we went back to Khao Road.
You sent us a message at like 2 a.m. saying that you'd bashed a street dog.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's crazy. But speaking about bashing things, we went to this place called Nana Plaza and it was so fucked. It was like all these ladyboy strippers is dancing. Like, and they don't dance like sexy. They just bob there like, they just look dancing there like sardines, cunt.
Show us how. Okay, Julian's standing up and he's slumping his shoulders and just bopping up and down.
It's sort of like
this is Thai techno, but they're just dancing like sardines on a stage. And then Puck's like, oi, wait, look at this. And it's a fucking bat, like a rubber bat. And I'm like, what? And he's like, hit him. And I'm like, you're kidding. And then like I've hit one and he's like, oh, pussy, pussy, pussy. And then like tried to hit me. And then I'm just like, fuck it. And I just started laying in and just absolutely hammering the fuck out of this stripper on the stage.
So you bashed a stripper with a
bat.
With a rubber bat.
Yeah, bashed his fucking stripper with a rubber bat.
Was she scared?
Yeah, like, it's pretty funny. And then I passed out in the strip club because like we'd just been on like we'd had uppers and stuff to keep us up the nights before, and then like I was just drinking like no tomorrow with no straightener. So I was like, just fell asleep and then came to it. And then there was in the hotel a few ladyboys.
What happened?
Well, I didn't do anything. I'm not like into that.
You penetrated one.
No, yeah. Cut that. No, you can keep it. But fucking this one dude, Will was fucking one this British.
Is that one of the ladyboys?
British Will. And he was fucking piping it, and it was jacking its little cock off.
Holy shit.
My god.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, dude.
Was it hot?
Were you looking at the little Thai lady boy while
I was rooming its ass?
Julian. Yeah.
But dude, it is, but like we were thinking, why is it only Thailand that has like lady boys?
Nah, there's a lot of countries that have.
Yeah, no, but Manos. Like, yeah, of course. You know,
Philippines is big too.
Yeah, no, but like nowhere near as big as Thailand. Like, there's some in Bali.
I think it's because Thailand has that open. I think
it's like a
light,
cultural
red
thing.
Light district.
No, but Amsterdam has a red light district. What red light district is there at fucking Thailand?
I'm just saying, like the Bangkok red light district is a bit more. I've never been. I can.
It's like a cultural thing, there. Maybe.
I didn't see no red lights over there. But yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know how much I want to say on here without like, I've already incriminated myself by like.
No, yeah, well,
it was the best. Like there was this one time, there was this like Brazilian fellow. I won't say his name, but he was like, "Hey, come back, Discord."
Oh,
he was
Diego.
Like, no, he was like a real life. Don't mess with Zohan.
Oh yeah.
He's like Disco. And like,
it was like
11 p.m. at night. And he's like, come to my fucking bungalow. We're like driving into the middle of the jungle, like fucked off our tits on our scooters. And then like go up this banana field to this cunt's house. And he's like, hey, what do you want, man? I got cocaine. I got fucking ketamine, meth. Like, bro. Oh, and it was so fun. It was just like kick-ons, like legit kick-ons in Australia. But like in the middle of a fucking jungle cunt.
If you had have gotten caught, arrested or caught with
death penalty,
you would have got death. They'd shoot you on the spot. Bang!
Fucking worth it,
that's,
cunt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember it. Remember Lau, the Yabba shit?
Yeah, Yabba. Yeah,
that
there was Yabba
so scared,
there.
Eh?
Yabba,
is bad news.
Yabba is.
You almost died on it.
Mm. Can you explain what that is?
Yabba is a little red pill, and it's caffeine and methamphetamine in one pill.
It's
I don't know why you'd like, if you need methamphetamine, you'd want, oh yeah, I want a bit of caffeine.
It's
like,
very addictive. But like Marty almost died.
Well, I just got really sick after 24 hours of doing it.
Oh yeah, and no, the next day, like fucking one of the boys hit me up at 7 a.m. and were like, you want to go have bumps? And like when you hear like, you want to have a bump, what do you think of?
My sister.
Like, oh yeah.
No, yeah, like, lady boy.
Fucking weird. Coke.
Sorry.
No, like
German thing.
No, it's like if someone's like, oh, you want a bump, it's like coke.
Oh.
But it was like 7 a.m. doing fucking meth. And yeah, like, well, and then they were all sick the next day. Like I was the only kind who was on the boat, like back from the island to like Samui, that wasn't like vomiting and shit. They were all fucking so sick. But I'm like,
you gotta have a meth body.
I'm
yeah.
fucking conditioned.
You've got a great meth body, cunt. You've got a fucking true meth body.
It's that muscle memory.
And there you go. Yeah. Meth. And those are the stories that Julian is allowed to share with us. And he did tell us behind camera that, yeah, he did in fact have sex with a lady boy briefly. Thank you, Julian, for your stories of wisdom from fucking Thailand.
Oh, yeah,
he said he would, and he did it.
There's a poo in there.
Matt Brown's got a pooey nappy.
Oh, man.
Anyway, let's do Bachelor Brown. Bachelor Brown.
This is what
he's right mean. Behind you. He's right behind you. Bachelor Brown.
Should we bong break before we do it?
To you. I'll have a bong.
By the way, guys, if you hear weird sound effects playing every now and then, it's just us experimenting, really.
A couple still flicking around.
Need for marijuana.
Huh?
I think I should smoke marijuana.
Bachelor Brown, right back after this. Ah, oh, man, what other podcast does this sort of shit happen on, eh? I'll tell you what, not Joe Rogan. Definitely not Joe Rogan. That had a bit of string hanging from his beard, and now he sits on his throne. All right, we've just removed the shit from Matt Brown's toilet, and we're back. And as promised, it's time for Bachelor Brown. And this is a segment where Michael and I have taken it upon ourselves to find Matt a partner, a mate. He's getting old. He's physically declining rapidly. Aww. And he has no idea how to find a partner. So Michael and I have decided that we're going to do it for him. And this week we have lined up another phone date for Matt. At the end of the season, we're going to pick Matt's three favorites.
Not doing
it. We're going to fly them to Brisbane in a free for all. Matt has to, frenzy, has to fuck them all.
Can you watch him? Can you watch his foot? His foot is like a second away from Buzzy. Knocking that camera Buzz. Out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good boy. You sit there or something.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Yeah, sit
down. Good boy. Sit down.
Good boy, Bozzy.
Good boy. He's going to get too hot with the lights.
Yeah.
He's sitting on all the pubes. I feel bad. Oh. So much pubic hair
that's
here.
That's good for him.
Anyway.
I'm okay with this now, but I don't want to do the three. The three being flown here doesn't
we'll
talk feel
about. Well, what about, I reckon you might find a wife before then.
I'm fingers crossed.
We'll talk about it later. Anyway, here we go. It's time. Oh, also, we're going to use the, what's this called?
We're using
the mixer.
The mixer. So
the mixer.
It'll work fine.
Just in case it sounds different.
Yeah, it should sound clear.
All right.
There he is.
Hello.
Hello. This is Marty and Michael. Am I speaking with Alexi?
Alexi.
You are indeed.
Oh, Alexi. You know what, Alexi? Your name already has piqued the Brown's ears. They shot right up and he sat up straight and tall. Now, Alexi, I don't know if you know much about Matt Brown, but he is quite the catch.
Yeah, I have seen him. Very attractive. Very nice bald head.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love the bald head. He was fighting it for so long. Remember, Matt, you had that little tuft of fluff on your fucking head? Look how much better you look without it. Anyway, Matt Brown is somehow he's single, and he is we think it's because he picks stupid girls. So Michael and I have taken it upon ourselves, and we found you, Alexi. So we just want to give you and Matt Brown the opportunity to have a little catch up and a discussion to maybe see if there is a flash of chemistry.
Oh, I love that.
All right, Matt, I'll put it over to you. Go, Matt.
Do I get a song? Do I get a poem? What's going on?
Come on, Matt, impress her.
Poem. Tell her that poem.
I'm forced into this. I don't even come prepared.
Oh, Matt. Surely you have a party trick off the cuff. Do something.
Do the church in the steeple.
Where did you see me? Did you watch the podcast?
Well, Matt, ask her about her. Come on.
What about me?
Get to know her, man.
Where did you see? Did you see me on the podcast? Did you?
Oh, Matt.
Well, my best friend's boyfriend Jasper forced me to do this.
Fucking legend, Jasper. Oh, she loves you, I reckon, dude.
Where are you from?
It sounds like true love.
So I'm from Perth, and I am. So I've heard, Matt, that you like young girls. So I'm 20. But
he does even love better, them. He loves them even young, better, fresh.
Mm-hmm. Even better. I look 16. So look, if you're into that, that's perfect.
She can't say that.
Wow.
No, don't say that.
Wow, Matt Brown.
Stop it. Stop it.
Come on, Matt.
I've never been to Perth. Is it nice?
Oh, fucking hell.
With the boring questions, Matt.
Come on. Oh, no, she's sassy too.
Come on, Matt. Why don't you ask her what she does for a living so you can work out how much money she has?
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a receptionist. It's a bit boring.
That's okay.
Well, tell her what you do, Matt. Explain in great detail what you do and where you do it at and where they're located.
No.
Give me street address. Give me everything. IP address.
Pressure's on, Matt. Pressure's on, Matt. Pressure.
Stop it.
Pressure.
Stop.
Pressure. Think of something to say.
This
think
is not working.
Say that you're good at recepting.
This could be the one and you're not helping me.
Say you can recept.
We are helping you, Matt. Come on, Matt.
I'm so sorry about this.
Okay,
it's hard.
Scenario here. Bang. Here's a scenario for you, Alexi. You're dating Matt Brown for 3 years, right? And you've just had an argument. He's not happy with what you're wearing, and he told you to go and put some new clothes on. You're walking down the beach. You see a muscly guy approach you. He asks you out on a date. Even though you're upset with Matt Brown, what do you say to the man?
I will respectfully decline because Matt Brown is the love of my life.
Oh my God! They're together.
I'd never put you down for what you.
Oh, oh Matt! You looked. You put me down for what I wear.
Yeah, but look what you wear.
Oh.
You can wear whatever you want.
Oh Matt, are you be flirt now, huh? Come on, Matt, do some more flirt.
No. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do besides being reception?
Well, my hobbies include I have a Harry Styles vibrator, so I use that occasionally.
Matt, look at his eyes. His eyes just peeled wide open.
They did.
His eyelids are gone.
They fully did.
His eyelids are gone.
Yeah, as soon as you said vibrator, my eyes lit up.
Holy shit, they're together.
He is Matt Brown. He's Matt Brown, and these guys are in love.
You love her?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Alexi. She's on top. Alexi's now taken top, I reckon.
No, surely not. Is she?
Hang on, what else besides the vibrator?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Matt wants something deeper.
I don't know. Like hiking? I don't know.
Okay, cool. So, like, long walks and your vibrator.
That's
exactly.
Matt Brown's favorite.
Yeah,
too.
That is definitely
a fucking coincidence.
Yeah, that is definitely a
you first love name. Those two things.
You've got one of the other vibrators from One Direction. What's the other guy called? Tim?
Zayn.
Is that makes
what?
So I reckon Lexi's on top.
Yeah, Matt?
Say it.
Surely.
She's the winner.
Yeah,
top three at
definitely,
least.
You've definitely swooped in and jumped the queue.
That board. Alexi's
I haven't even
winning.
Seen you like yet. I'm just going off the sound of your voice.
This is exactly what he needs to, Alexi. He needs to take appearance out of it because he only goes for blonde haired, fake tits, huge fake lips, 30 centimeter eyelashes, Botox, so they can't even fucking move their face, and huge ass implants.
Oh
well, the eyelashes.
So this is important. Oh. So Alexi, now
what
Matt,
if she has
we
all
need
those
to,
things?
We need to make sure that you contact Matt Brown after this. So do you have Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So Matt Brown 1111. Give him a follow and then just get to know him and see what he's like.
We'll do.
Maybe you can come up with a new Instagram name for me.
Maybe you can come up. That's when you stop the sentence. Maybe you can come up full stop.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Very smooth.
Matt, you're already inviting her over to your shed.
So you...
He's got chains and shit.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, look at Matt Brown. Every time
I think I've been embarrassed,
I can
just
hear
comes back
your mints bubbling away in your testicles.
Finish with the poem.
Finish with
a
strong.
I don't
with
have
the poem.
A poem.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Lexi's
hot,
and so are you.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm not very good at that,
but that means
that he
wants Lexi to be hot.
All right, well, there you go. Alexi, good luck. We hope you and Matt get along well, and thank you very much for taking our call. You've been a great sport.
Thank you for coming on.
And by sport, I mean hunt. Matt is now hunting you. Block him. Run!
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You just fell in love. You just fell in love, dude.
Dude.
That went so steep, baby. That went so steep.
I felt the most comfortable with her, I think. I haven't even seen
that's
her
the most raunchiest one, like, phone call you've had so far.
Well, first date on the raunchy toilet. I still think the morgue sex offer was good, but she was just nailing everything we threw at her. She'd nail us with something back. So
you've got
that's good banter.
Oh,
first date on the toilet too went quite well.
Yeah,
That's a first in history. A first date done on a fucking toilet.
I don't think I can sit on this.
No one else has done that. No one else
with
has done
a shit in it.
Yeah,
I don't think I can do another 10 episodes of this. There's no back.
I don't know what to do, Matt. Might have to get your back brace.
I reckon a pillow will fix it.
We'll talk about it later.
All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay. On this day,
Alexi.
Alexi.
Or is it Lexi or Alexi?
Alexi.
Is it really?
Yeah, Alexi.
Okay, there you go. Oh.
Alexi is flexible. Bozzy, how dare you? Bozzy.
Oi, that's enough.
How dare you, Bozzy?
We need to get a roll on.
All right. On this day. On this day in 1997, that purple cunt Barney was officially fired as a children's TV host when a prostitute that he had hired pressed charges against him. She said that Barney had physically assaulted her by putting coloured pencils in between his knuckles and King hitting her in the back. She also accused Barney of distributing methamphetamine to kids at his live shows, and that's why they always danced so much. I was wondering what happened to Barney. Remember that purple dude?
Oh, dude, I used to love Barney as a kid.
Yeah, you dressed as him for a long time in your early 20s.
Yeah, holy shit, a lot of
Michael
purple.
Michael had a purple obsession. Remember, Matt? He would wear purple jeans.
My parties, you have to wear something purple that's up coming up soon.
Shit. Matt doesn't like
it's
it.
It's a purple look, party.
Disgusted by that rule. Look at that face.
You have to.
You have to, Matt. It's
what are you going
to
wear that's purple?
I don't know. I don't
if
know
you
yet.
Just show up with your purple cons on and that's it, I'll be very
no. You
upset.
Can have like just even you need like to be a piece of jewelry that's purple.
No, because if you're going, if you're the one calling the purple, I think you'd be in a whole purple suit or something. Yeah,
discreet with it. Just a little bit of purple.
We'll talk about it later.
Sorry.
All right, it is time for Michael's Bible. Now, Michael is writing a Bible because he is starting his own religion, and he is known as Beezus. Beezus. Okay, we will now be reading a random verb, paragraph from his Bible, which he's about to pass me once he realizes that he's got it next to him.
A psalm.
That was Michael.
I'm still learning these. Give him a little card and I'll find out what they
want. All right, opening to a random page in Michael's fucking Bible. All right, let's see what we have. Oh, yes. Yes. No, this is great. Chapter 9, verse 12 from the book of Get Fucked, Fucking Fuck It Up. How come pancakes don't have pans in them and Peter is nowhere to be seen? Pancakes are so flat and stupid, I much prefer normal cakes. Bakers are so dumb because they get up early to bake their cakes. Like, can't you see that you can bake at any time of the day? Bacon cake also rhyme, which is pretty cool, I think. If your girlfriend likes to bake heaps, she'll most likely be fat one day. Matt, what the fuck are you doing? Do you understand how disrespectful that is? To just get up and walk off during Beezus's excerpt?
What did you take from it?
What did you take from that little meaning there? That little story? Matt? And what did you take, viewer at home? Sitting there, how does that relate to your life? Drop a comment in the comments and start a conversation with a friend.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Matt's just lurking around the outside. Now he's got Alexi fucking drilled into his ass and he's fucking more jacked up than a fucking kangaroo on steroids, cunt. Anyway, enough of your Bible. Matt, very rude.
I was fixing the lights.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
let's move right along from that. All right, everyone, it's that time of the week. Oh, I feel sick even holding it. It makes me feel so sick and black and dark. Here in my hands, I'm holding Matt's little black book, and in it he has detailed every have he's ever had in his fucking life, and they are so descriptive and disgusting it makes me want to kill myself.
Tor. Alright, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, I gotta scroll down. Excuse me. By the way, for those wondering what this is, any new listeners, well, I just sort of explained it, didn't I? This is Matt Brown, him, his personal recollection of chicks that he's banged throughout his entire life. Do you understand? Okay, here we go. Have number 26. It was a hot, hot summer's day, and the sun was beating down on me. I was enjoying one of my favorite weekend hobbies. I was at the dump searching for soiled underwear. I'd found a large pair with some interesting blood splatter along them, and a few with some deeply ingrained skid marks. I just needed another two or three pairs, and I should be okay until next month. My beady eyes inspected the rubbish, each one moving independently. One of my eyes locked onto a potential find, as the other eye scanned the perimeter for predators and council workers. My first eye zoomed in on the potential find and indicated that yes, indeed, there was evidence to suggest that I had just found another pair of undies. I galloped over like an arrogant horse and scooped the material up with my hand. I held it out in front of me and could see that yes, it was a pair of blue size 18 undies. There was a dark black spot in the center, and I plunged my nose directly on that spot. As I inhaled deeply, the smell filled my lungs and sheer ecstasy sent deep shivers through my body. It smelt old, yet fresh. It smelt of meat and feces, which was my favorite. I dropped to my knees and inhaled again. Tears welled up in my closed eyes. This was pure happiness. I slowly opened my eyes, and as my senses came back to reality, my left eye picked up on something. Just next to where I'd found the underwear, I see what looks like a human hand. I scuttle over like a land crab for a closer inspection. The hand seems to be severed, and the body of the hand is nowhere in sight. It was bloated and swollen from decomposition. From scent alone, I could tell that the hand belonged to an obese Eastern European woman, aged 53, and the underwear belonged to the same person. I knew her body must be around here somewhere. I undid my fly and threaded my little brown out into the open air. Then I flicked the tip, and he shot up at attention. I let it smell the hand and underwear, and it immediately started spinning and searching. It suddenly locked on in one direction and started tugging towards its target. I let it lead me, and I just walked 5 meters when my little brown aimed itself straight down. I stopped walking and began digging down, throwing all the food scraps and broken furniture to the side. Then my hand felt something. It felt skin. I shut my other hand into the rubbish, and then I pulled out a leg attached to a torso. It belonged to the Eastern European lady, whose hand and undies I just found. Jackpot! A reasonably well-preserved torso and leg was a truly rare find. The rest of the woman, including her head, arms, upper body, and other leg, must be scattered throughout this dump. But that didn't matter, because this was all I needed. My little brown was still aimed directly at the torso. I quickly looked around, made sure no one was watching, and then I jammed my little brown into the festering, rotting pussy on this torso. Maggots squelched out the sides of my little brown, but the wriggling of those little maggots felt incredibly sexy. I used the fat torso like a flashlight and started fucking it with great skill and lust. Corpse gunk squirted out with every thrust, like a sponge being hit with a hammer. Parts of the torso were so badly decomposed that the skin would rip off, which would release powerful gases trapped under the flesh. Every time the smell hit me, my little brown hardened further. Before long, my meat batten was as hard as steel tubing. I placed the torso on the ground and started fucking down at it, crashing my pelvis into the torso pelvis, mushing the pussy rot flesh deep up my dick hole. I crushed fucked faster and faster until the old familiar feeling started welling up in my legs, then powerfully exploded up my brown cock.
mince gushed into the corpse torso pussy, and my mince had its own smell. My face turned to that of a dog when it really enjoys a scratch, and I wallowed in my euphoric release. Mince gushed and poured into the like a raging river. Once done, I detached my little brown and saw maggots swarming up and down my shaft. I brushed them off and stomped the used torso back deep into the garbage. I stomped until the torso was liquefied and gone in the between the cracks. I just fucked my first dump corpse. Still in total shock from my luck, I grabbed on my undies and bounded confidently backwards, straight past the confused council workers and all the way home. Dreams do come true, and I still visit that dump every Saturday in search of more treasure.
I don't really know if you can count that as a have.
Oh my god, dude. Holy fuck, my ribs hurt.
Yeah.
Thank you. Holy shit. Liquefied.
Matt Brown,
he made it liquefied.
Matt Brown crazy. Matt Brown's crazy. Matt, that man's crazy.
Oh my god. Oh. That hurts to laugh.
Anyway, sorry. Things got out of hand. And.
Oh. What's all right. Next?
Well, I guess it's time for a. All right, we're going to come right back with questions and comment of the week.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then we're doing P.O. Box and then prank call.
And then we're done.
It's time for a quick.
That's crazy. That sounds crazy.
Oh my god.
Like, and most, Bosley! You know, most dogs would just take that opportunity and run away.
Yeah, take off.
But not Bosley. Bosley will stand at that door, even if there's fucking.
Oh, watch it come.
He's nailed it.
God, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like not, a car doing a reverse.
He's very things.
Scared of touching the poles and shit.
Remember when he got caught up in the cords like years ago in the first season of the podcast? You yelled at him and he panicked through the cords.
That's traumatized him. So whenever he touches a cord now, he freaks out. Anyway, comment of the week. And comment of the week is we pick a comment that we love, all three of us, all right? And we put it on a board to signify that you had a good comment. We could pick anything. Doesn't need to be the most liked or interesting or funny. It just needs to be a comment that we like at the time. This is a shit segment. Show them the comments board, Matt. You can end up on that piece of canvas. Look at that. Wouldn't that be great? Tell all your friends. Put it on your resume. You never know. Comment of the week. All right, Matt Brown. Papa Mama.
All right. Comment of the week went to Miles Bowman.
Miles. Congratulations, Miles. You're in the chance to win
$1,000. That's not true. You can't say that. It's not true.
It's not true. I lied. We've just decided, everyone, okay, this should amp your fucking comments up, all right? We're going to give $1,000. Once we have the 40 comments on the board, we're going to come episode 39. We're going to put a poll up. We're going to see which comment is voted the highest, and whichever comment gets voted the highest out of the comments of the week, we get $1,000 sent from us to you.
Where should we do the poll? We can do it in
Instagram?
The Facebook group. Or the Instagram?
Or in the Facebook group. We'll leave it to our website members. Website members will be deciding which comment is the best. Oh, yeah, okay, after the 40, all right, after the 39, sorry, and we reveal the winner on the fucking season fucking finale, cunt. Holy shit! So comment, you could win $1,000 just for commenting. Man, I can't believe we haven't thought of that before.
That makes it more exciting.
And plus, now we get to give you guys. We're gonna give you just start giving you guys money. Now we got Nord back. We just give you guys the Nord.
Holy
money that
shit!
Nord gives us.
We'll have to put this out into the stratosphere in all your socials. Everyone all comments. Right. Comments all will go through the roof.
So there you go. That's starting now. Okay. Remind us next week. So Miles is now in the runnings for $1,000.
Miles Bowman. He's got the same initials as me.
Miles, you are now in the running for $1,000. That's crazy, man.
All right. Do you want the comment?
I'd love to.
All right. Bachelor Brown is the best thing since wrestling.
And we we like that.
See, so that's positive. So you got to continue it. Alexi.
See? You better message her, man.
Fuck, I hope
just
I marry
like
her,
you did.
I don't want the other
one. The other one. What was the other one?
There's been a few.
No, the one that you loved. Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. You loved her. See? I knew it. And now he's loving Alexi. Anyway, we'll move on. So that's the comment of the week. See how random and shit that was? It wasn't shit. It was just how random it was. We don't pick just fucking willy-nilly. So just write a comment. Just do a comma, maybe, and we might pick that.
I hope someone does a comma.
If you can't...
comma, it could win.
If you can't support us in any other way, please, if you even had a little chuckle, maybe give us a comment, like the video, and subscribe to the channel, because that's all the support we need. We see the numbers go up. We sit back like fat cats licking our fur.
A couple still flicking around.
Ooh. So fucking, like, comment, subscribe. It really helps us out, man. None of our YouTube videos are monetized because of the shit that we do on here. There's a fucking shit in the toilet. You know what I mean? That's the sort of shit that goes on here. So we don't get paid for that.
Yeah, we've sort of gotten used to the smell now.
No, I took it out.
Oh, is that why it's sort of numb?
Yeah.
I nearly vomited. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, I had to take it out. Matt was feeling a bit sick. He was sweltering underneath him. Anyway, questions.
All right, top question went to Noah Yasik. Yasik? Oh, fuck. He even taught me how to.
God.
He actually taught me how to say his name ages ago.
Forgotten. I remembered. I'm not
Depending
telling
where
you
he's from, it's either Yasik or Yasik.
Yasik.
No, it's not Yasik. She never said that.
What did she say?
Anyway, it's from Noah. Question for the podcast. Now that James is fully part of the team, when can we get him on the podcast as a guest? I have a crush on him.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, he's a very good looking guy. We'll get him on. All right, we'll see if we can get him on. He can tell a story or so about us. How's that, everyone?
He's kind of the reason.
Shake my hand.
Is he kind of the reason this is all?
Matt Brown would still be stalking nuns outside churches if it wasn't for Matt Brown. I mean, for James.
James is brave.
James freed him from his vicious lust fuck cycle. It
James is the bridge.
Yeah. So, yeah. And
so there it is.
We met James. We'll talk about him when he's on.
Yeah, we'll bring him.
So yes, Noah.
Yeah.
Michael put his doodle back in his pants too early, and there's wee on his doodle.
Next question is from
Manuel
Salamuron.
All right, fuck yeah, man. Let's hear
where it's from. what pisses off Michael more, the feeling and the feel ups or the sexual assaults, or from Marty having his hair messed with? The feel ups or your hair?
The hair is like, you're not allowed to do that. And he fucked with me the other day, and I seriously thought
the chewy.
I was in silence. I thought he'd like fucking.
Video will be out soon.
Yeah, we won't go spoil it, but I thought my hair was coming out, and I went through a horrific battle mentally as I was like scrubbing it in the shower for ages. But then again, him feeling you up at like 6 a.m. when you're about to coach of kids for tennis every morning repeatedly, like he would just get you. You try and get out of the car as quickly as you could, and he'd slip a finger into your ass.
We'd both just be sitting there in complete silence and so tired, and then just such explosive movements so quickly.
I'd wait for like minutes.
He'd sit there just with his door. Just sit there for a second.
I went through like I'd open the door, and then I'd just have to quickly go for the I'd undo my belt, and then I'd just wait, and then I'd just try and jerk out as quickly as I could, and you always get a finger into it. And you are so mad in the morning, like so grumpy, and then you have to coach kids. Yeah, that
Did
sucks
Greg
too.
Used to see that happen?
No, we were coaching it. Greg wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
So they're different. Like one's like a mental pain, one's a physical pain. So I go half-half. They're pretty bad.
Next question is from Peter Hunt. So, Michael, you visited Ararat, didn't you?
Yes.
So the question is, have the rats convinced Michael to visit Ararat?
Holy fuck, I didn't make that connection.
Oh, man. They named it after
they sort
the
of talk in code when they
call our rats, they're saying. Everything is rats. That's what they're basically saying in Ararat.
The ball is rats?
Prove me wrong, baby. All a rat. Isn't that Ararat? It's actually pronounced all a rat.
Oh, wow.
Everything is
rats. You're doing some code. Well, there is a mental asylum there.
See?
I went and visited rats. One. It's abandoned. We're going there, actually.
Oh, man.
How far is it?
It's in Victoria.
We'd have to, it'd be like a long trip to Melbourne and a drive.
But we should do it because it's in Victoria. The girls and me and James want to visit the cactus place. That's like country Victoria. We should just go to Victoria on a trip.
Okay.
Let's couple of days. Couple of days, tops.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm only doing it if we go tonight.
But I loved it.
I'll call.
Call Qantas and let them know what's going on.
All right. Next question is from Henry Mahoney. Oh, boy. How many of your favorite clothes have been ruined from pranks? You often seem to wear really nice clothes in your videos and they get covered in stuff. I know you've definitely lost clothes.
I've started washing them.
Yeah, we fucking go through so many clothes. It's actually, so shit.
Yeah.
No, well, like, instead...
I've bought wardrobes of clothes and I don't know where they are.
You haven't? Yeah, I don't know where they are. When something gets fucked with, I now wash it straight away if I can.
There's clothes in, like, in the bedrooms here.
There's probably... Yeah,
there's
like,
a lot of props.
It just gets dirty and then it just gets left too long and we just throw it. It's just easy.
Junk accumulates.
And, like, it's just clothes. But, like, yeah, remember when we first started making a little bit of money, we just kept buying new clothes and shit because we were wearing tattered rags for the last 25 years. And man, we would ruin some nice clothes.
Actually, a shopping spree with Michael is a best because he just you just walk in and go, oh, fucking love that and that and that, and you're out of control.
And if you know your shirt
really
size, you can do that.
Customer. He's really rude.
No,
that have
been lovely to the staff.
He's so good.
Sometimes he tells
just
them to fuck
off. Just walks in and just knows exactly what he wants. And then if he doesn't know if he's not sure if it works, he'll try it out on the staff members. He's very good. Very good shopper.
Yeah, okay.
I remember one time recently in Christmas, I left my bag of shopping through like at a change room. Within 2 minutes, I'd gone back. It was gone. And then a lady helped find it.
Where was it?
It was in Maya. Security had taken it.
They said in my arm.
That is a possibility.
It was in my arm.
Have you seen my bag? And he's fucking holding the thing. Count.
All right, next question.
All right, next question is from Spuds_4K.
Shit.
Are you guys ever going to do the office chair down the hill experiment? Would love to see that one.
Yeah, look.
I think we should really just
pencil it in next week.
Let's just do it and we release whatever happens, happens as a website video.
It's a long weekend. I really want to be part of it. So just
be. How about we do it on Monday?
Done.
We can try. All right. Yeah.
Website video. We just hire a truck, take all of the office chairs up to that hill.
We're going to try it. All right, there you go. The chairs have been around for too long. We're going to zip tie a bunch of chairs together, find the fucking steepest, hugest hill, and then sit in the middle chair in a sea of chairs all tied together and then go down the hill. I'm worried that one chair will ruin it and like collapse and slow everything down.
Oh, but in a dream sense, when we go down the hill and hit something, all the chairs around you, like the octopus, will protect the center chair.
Essentially be invincible. And that's what we've hypothesized.
That's fucking exciting.
You can't die if you're in the middle chair.
You have layers. You have like, it's like a
force
field.
What can kill you? Well, if you hit a tank, you just bounce off.
Oh, I just had a thought. I think I know what could happen. You've got heaps of speed. The chairs start to flip. The chair you're on flips, and then all these chairs cut you up and you get dragged along the road.
Like
massive
with chairs weighing you down.
Yeah, crushed by chairs as you go down a hill.
Chair crush at like
40k an hour.
Chair crush.
No, probably like 30k. I reckon you'll go 30k an hour.
Dude, if that hill that we found, that is one of the most fucked things I've ever seen you look at.
Yeah, I guess we'll wear knee pads and elbow pads.
I think we should wear astronaut suits.
Maybe a helmet.
Oh yeah, and a helmet.
Astronaut suits, man. You don't know where we're going to end up anymore.
That'll be expensive.
All right.
Next question.
Fuck, it'd be cool if we did get air.
Next question is from
Clay Flulu.
Not him, because he's
Sly Lulu.
It was a question. It was a question about these. So we answered that.
Ooh, I want some.
All right, next question is from Sam Warner. How come Michael no longer pisses in cups during the pod? Has his girlfriend brainwashed him to thinking it's not perfectly reasonable habit?
No, it's because he used
not drinking beers.
He used to sink beers during the podcast, so he'd need to piss every 5 minutes.
Mm.
I wish I would fart.
That has been a few questions about where the farts. I'm looking
forward
to farts. Is it because he healthy eating?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
what's
you've
happened.
Really just they're gone now.
Fucking hell! Like I can't even think of the last time I fucked like that. Well, look at this. This is how I drink now.
Matt, look. I want to try it.
I'm feeling my underbite.
Next question is from Pedophilia. Yeah, that's it. Question for the podcast. Do Australian people check their toilets for spiders every time they use it?
I don't know, Matt. Do we?
Not for spiders.
Have you checked that one?
Matt checks them for shits.
Yeah. I mean, every time I've had maybe two in my life in the toilet.
Oh,
and,
man.
And they've
I guess
bailed.
They are always in the toilet, aren't they? But
they're usually behind
away.
It. They're usually behind the toilet.
I've had green tree frogs.
Yeah,
I'd make Greg get him out of the toilet. I'd call him up at his little granny flat and force him to come over. And he'd have to get him out. He couldn't believe I couldn't touch him. He just grew up with animals like that, I guess.
I think in the outback more, you might get a couple of snakes every now and then, but very rarely.
Imagine that, getting bit in the asshole by a snake.
Happens.
Or your ball sack dangling down and a green tree frog latches on. They bite, man.
Really?
Yeah.
No, green tree frogs don't bite. They're friendly.
They're venomous.
Not today.
Just Google it. Not today. Next question is from Albert Aguilar. What do your neighbors think about you guys having your asses out in front yard all the time? It's hilarious. Just wondering.
Our neighbors are pretty cool. Michael's neighbors are all legends. Mine are all right. There's one guy that started yelling at us when we're filming the game show videos.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't like the loud noises, but fuck him, man. It's like
it's the
minutes.
Most annoying character what in the world.
I can see it would be so shit to have to listen to that.
Let's go outside, Michael. Let's go outside.
He like mimics us now.
For those of you who don't know, we've started making videos on our backup Facebook page where I'm a game show host who's incredibly irritating and Michael is an unsuspecting contestant.
Oh, dude. Just, yeah. It's anyway. Very... He's got a tail. It's fucked.
University of Michael. Go and have a look.
All right. And we got one final question.
Bring it down.
It's been asked before, but we should probably say it again. It's been some time. It's from Jonathan Bailey. Why do you call us fans ringworms?
Because there's no other word for it, really. Ringworms is ringworms to us. We use the word ringworms, and I know it's strange, as like a substitute word for when you can't think of something. It's like fucking... Well,
that's how it started.
Fucking forgot bloody the ringworms, the fucking ringworms. It's like saying the whatchamacallit.
Yeah. For us, that's exactly what it
for
is.
For us, it's the ringworms.
Because saying the whatchamacallit's so shit.
Yeah, it sounds so stupid.
The ringworm's way better. It's over in the ringworm. And everyone understands.
Yeah, everyone gets it.
90% of the time when you say ringworm and replace it with another word around anyone, try this around your friends, they will understand what you mean.
Yeah.
So it's in the ringworm.
So you guys are like you
it's
guys
ringed.
You guys are like we don't know we don't have a term for you guys, so we just call ringworms because it's like that's us, man. You guys are us, man.
That word's been around since like 2000. No, probably 2004.
We don't use it anywhere near as much as we used to. Anywhere near as much as we used to.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we just sort
you
of
moved on to class.
Sounds, we'll stop it. We'll stop it. What do you want to be called? Let us know on the flele.
Which means comments. Flele is the new ringworm lately. We say flele a lot.
So should we
it was
call
clang
our,
and then it was like flele.
Should we call our fans flele?
The fleles.
Flele.
The flele.
You've got an extended sentence.
It's sort
that.
Of like German.
You yeah, you've got this extended sentence like in the Karakatan. Like
oh yeah, of, fuck. You do just yeah, it's just nonsense that's said.
Mm. Anyway, moving right along.
P.O. Box?
Wait. Thank you, thank you.
What's this one
Matt, fucking look.
Don't play with it too much.
Yeah, you're gonna hurt everyone's ears.
Sorry,
we figured
that.
Out how to use this thing. All right.
Yeah, so we're getting used to it.
As we get used to it, but we'll probably use it in not a very good way. Anyway. All right, settle down,
Thank you. Settle down, everyone.
It's now time for the PO unboxing segment where we opened shit. And last week, we opened a letter from one of you guys and there were pubes in it.
And the pubes still here.
And I threw those pubes. Oh, man, stop picking them up and playing with them.
You were scared.
Stop handling the pubes.
Yeah, I feel sick.
Anyway, you guys send us shit. We open it live, and more often than not, it's something fucked. So strap yourselves in and get ready because we've got a box that's been sent to us.
It's so light, though. I don't reckon it's like anything good.
I thought I caught a smell of something, and then
no,
we've been. I realized my name's on it, and now I'm panicking.
Oh yes, it's two. You have to open it.
No, it is to me. Look, Matt Brown.
Yep. See. All right. If you want to send us anything, by the way, PO Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland Australia. Send us weird shit. We've been sent cum, shit, piss, fingernails, teeth, pubes. You name it.
This is from New Zealand.
Join the party, baby.
Yes.
Matt's, come on, Matt. Don't act like you don't know how to use a knife. I've seen you butcher those animals.
Not with a butter knife.
Oh, fuck off. I've seen you use a spoon.
you can actually skin a cow with a spoon.
You're disgusting.
Henry's seen it.
That is a revolting thing to picture.
In Laos.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't trust packages anymore.
All right, Matt, he's opening the small cube box. Tentatively, he's peering in like he's looking through the change rooms at the Kmart. Oh, he's opened it. One side, he's picking it up. What do we got, Matt?
I don't know. There's a letter.
There's a letter. Okay, that's a good start. Ooh. All right, let's read the letter. The letter should give away the mental state of this person so we know if it's dangerous or not.
True. Marty, Michael, Matt. It's been too long since anyone's eaten something weird on the podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So here's an unlucky dip. Each of you pick an item from this box. Once you each have an item, open them at the same time and eat what is in your chosen box. Good luck. Cheers for the laughs. Keep up the good work. Look after yourselves. From James.
I'm not doing any fucking body shit. It's like jizz or cum or...
Surely it's like...
semen.
Something actually edible. What is it, Matt?
I guess you just take the lucky dip.
Like,
what,
I got a little glimpse of something, but...
Oh, yuck.
I don't know. Do you just...
Yeah, grab something.
Is it, safe to touch? This is a shame.
Matt, I'm scared. Okay, so we each have to put our hands in and pick something out.
Oh, no.
Fucking hell, cunts. All right, so Matt's just revealed three...
Oh, no.
What? What?
It just says eat crawlers on it.
Eat crawlers?
All right, just...
Is that what it said?
I don't know. Just take... Oh, no, so it's just a card, all right? Oh. So there's a box for everyone.
Oh, that scared me.
Fuck.
Fuck.
All right, so we each have a little cardboard box. We don't know what's in it. What does it say? Read the card out to give them some clillies.
It says eat crawlers.
Yeah.
Louis Burney, 1% for the planet, eat crawlers. Eat crawlers is his Instagram.
Eat crawlers. Thank you very much,
He's from Browns Bay, Auckland.
All right. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh,
fuck off.
Natural scorpions. All right, so it's I have a scorpion in here.
That's so shit. I got a mixture.
Do you want a swap?
Insect.
I'll swap you.
I don't think... No, fuck. Can you eat this?
Is they really insects?
Yeah, this is food, man.
Oh, no, I got a tarantula. All right,
I'll have this. And I'll just have one thing from it.
Wait.
Whoa! Oh. I thought they were moving, but it was just me making a move.
Surely there's not a tarantula in there. Oh, no.
Oh, yuck, dude. That is
I'm so glad I've got mine now. Fucking idiot. Swap with me when you have the chance.
Our tarantula, Harry. So it's a natural tarantula. Our tarantulas are crunchy and delicious. They have a similar taste to prawns and make for an exciting, unique snack.
We're gonna eat bugs?
I'm gonna eat a tarantula. May contain. Oh boy!
You just ate a scorpion.
All right, so I've started eating the scorpions. And
oh no!
To be honest, it's crunchy.
Oh no! It looks like a tarantula.
It's actually fucking delicious. Guys, if you want some healthy food, this is like what we do in Germany, cunt. Different insects, yeah, sure. And not as dried and flavoured, but This was my bread and butter growing up, babies.
Oh my God. He's eating scorpions. Of course, Germany raised. You would fucking smash one. Oh my God, show the camera a close one of them. Like, go up there, please. Oh, hold it. This is fucked. I'm scared holding these things.
Give us a feel of that fruit, cunt. Give me that fruit.
That. What's it taste like?
Like delicious, to be honest. Not bad at all.
Oh, it's a tarantula. It really is.
Oh, I don't want to do this so bad, but I know we have to. That sucks.
Oh,
oh my God. He just ate like 10 scorpions.
Smells like, it smells like.
My bag of scorpions is empty now.
There is a fucking spider in the room.
Show that to fucking camera, Matt. That's crazy.
That is the sickest thing I've ever seen.
I can still see.
That is the biggest spider
Matt,
since
show
fuck.
It to the camera. That's fucking crazy. You have to eat that whole thing, cunt.
I'm eating the whole
thing. Yeah, Matt, come on, baby.
I don't fucking like. Dude, they keep moving, it looks like.
I can still see the hairs.
Honestly, yours are fine, Michael. They're honestly delicious.
I'm having one worm and that is it. I don't want to do it, eh?
They smell like, what are the dog foods you give the smackers?
Oh, this is fucked.
That's pretty mean, Matt. They're delicious. Thank you very much. Eat crawlers? Hashtag eat crawlers.
I'm eating it. I'm eating tarantula.
Oh my God.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, see? You get into it, mate.
Actually, I take it back. I take it back. It's not that good. It's not that good.
Fucked.
Oh, it's not that good.
I ate worm. That's it. I did it. That's fucked. I can't believe.
You want some tarantula?
I've never seen that.
Have a leg.
Fucking insane.
Has it got any hairs left?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, dude. You're making me feel sick.
Tastes like smackers, like dog food.
Very dry, the tarantula. Not a fan.
I don't want to eat the back. Aren't they a little poisonous?
No, no, mate. Oh, they wouldn't sell it to you if it was bloody bloody, mate. They cook all the poison out, can't they?
Oh, okay. That's enough of that. That is insane.
That's the fangs.
Oh my God, eat the fangs.
Nah.
Are they hard or? Oh. Give us a look at the fangs. I gotta get a look at this thing.
Hey, look at the.
Oh, instinctively, you just wanna fucking throw it, eh? It's like so gross.
You wanna stomp on it.
Did you show this to camera?
Yeah. Yuck.
That is so massive and gross. Imagine that.
Fuck that, dude.
Waking
yuck.
Up next to your camera.
Oh, yuck.
You had that. You ate that.
So dry.
Yeah, oh my God, doesn't taste very good. I'll give you that much.
Oh jeez, I'm on edge.
I feel sick now. That's ruined the day for me.
No,
look
very
at
good.
I don't know if anyone can see that, but like there's fangs.
Bloody 8-10 scorpions, for fuck's sake.
Go to,
that is so fucked up.
Eat crawlers, their Instagram. Yeah, go and have a look at what they got there. That's fucking some delicious shit. Highly recommend the scorpions.
Oh, it's a tough eat, we'll say. So yeah, eat crawlers.
Oh my God.
Go check them out. 753B Beach Road, Browns Bay. Like that name. In Auckland. Oh. And yeah, Eat Crawlers on Instagram and Eat Crawlers on Facebook. Thank you for that. That was fun.
That very good PO.
Chill in my mouth.
Oh my
very
God.
This has been a ripping episode, boys.
Oh.
All right, the final segment is the prank call. And I know they haven't been the best the last couple of weeks, so we've been a little unorganized. All right, everyone, so I'm going to call a cleaner and as Margaret and try and get them to come and clean my house as soon as possible. And if they have the proper equipment to clean blood and stuff, basically I'm going to be alluding to the fact that there is a fucking murder scene at my house.
Mm-hmm.
You excited for this, Matt?
Yes. You have to stay on the toilet. You can't leave.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. No, it's great to see. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. This is Lenny. How can I help?
G'day, darling. My name's Margaret. Is this the cleaning service?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Hey, listen, how quickly would I be able to get your services out to my house at the moment? I've just got a bit of a mess, and I'm sort of after quite a quick clean if you are available. What was that? Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. Sorry, just reception wherever you are must be quite terrible. Do you mind maybe stepping outside or something? I just can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm coming outside as well.
Thank you so much. No, I really appreciate that. Yeah, no problem.
I'm just asking where
the blood are you looking at? Yeah, sure, no worries. So my house is in Geebung, right? It's a four-bedroom house, but basically the lounge room and kitchen area are the ones that need most of the focus. There's quite a bit of quite a mess. More in the kitchen sort of area, and there will be some sort of large objects that will need to be thrown out and incinerated, maybe. Yeah, so it's just pretty much two rooms that I'm after. Yeah, yeah, supporting small business. Yeah.
So is it an empty house, or do you want like a bowl cleaning kind of cleaning, or just more like a spring cleaning or something, just itemized cleaning?
So basically, just the two rooms. Yeah, there's just quite a massive, quite a big mess at the moment. And I've just sort of Googled cleaners near me in a bit of a panic, and you guys have popped up, so...
You still live there?
Yeah, I'm currently at the house. Yeah, I'm looking at the mess and it's very overwhelming. Do you have the sort of deep cleaning products that would remove blood stains from curtains? There's quite a bit of splatter on the ceiling. There's a little bit. And there's a large pool of a reddish liquid in the kitchen. And the reddish liquid has sort of spread to some of the carpet. So I'll need the carpet done. And I've also got a Persian rug in the lounge room, which has got red footprints all over it. Yeah, so I'm going to really need quite a deep clean. Is that something you guys offer or...
Yeah, but we do that. The thing is, we cannot continue the price code right now because we don't know exactly what the people are.
Right. Well, I can do my best to describe it to you. How's that? So basically, there's one body sort of draped on the kitchen floor, and there's quite a large pool of blood in the kitchen. I'd say maybe 3 square meters. And then in the lounge room, there's just some bloody footprints and just a few bloodied objects and a small amount of splatter on the ceiling as well.
You said blood. Is it from the human blood or what sort of blood?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's from the human. Yeah. So, do you guys have sort of?
Is it any criminal scene? Any criminal thing happened there? Any police involved or anything like that?
Sorry, can you just repeat that, mate? I'm having trouble hearing you.
I said any criminal crime happened there? Or any police involved there?
No, thank you. No, if we could not involve the police, that'd be ideal. And it is not currently a crime scene. No, you guys are the first persons I've sort of called. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you guys come out tonight, that's fine. Look, that's fine. Okay, but I will have to look for some other cleaners. But you'll just have to let me know if you're available in the next half an hour.
If you can send me address, we can do it for you. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great. So if I send you my address, you're free to come and clean the, just to be clear, one body, one human body. It should weigh about 83 kilograms. And then just all of the blood from the kitchen, the ceiling, and the blood from the Persian rug in the lounge room. Is that correct? You can dispose of the body for me?
That's fine. You can send me address.
What was that? Sorry, mate.
What is your address? The house and the street address.
Are you talking about my address? Yeah, look, I'll send it to you shortly. Let's just discuss pricing first. What exactly are you going to charge me for cleaning the
room?
$500. Yeah, no, that's great. Look, is cash okay for that? And just to be clear, there is a dead human being in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've just brutally murdered. So I've just stabbed him, and there's blood splatter all over the ceiling. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Great. We can clean it if you can send me address.
Okay, that's great. All right, no worries, mate. Look, I'll go ahead and message you my address, and then you can come here and clean this fucking crime scene.
Okay. Yeah, no worries,
mate. I'll be in touch shortly, hey?
No, thank you.
No worries, mate.
No worries. No worries.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Do you reckon he thought that it was real?
I think he was trying to get your address and call cops.
Oh true. He was trying
He was trying to like, is there a human body?
I wonder if he thought that was real.
Oh, I think he was like, I'm getting this guy's address, I'm calling the cops.
Dude, imagine if I just gave him like fucking one of our friends' address then.
Oh, dude. Fully got him swatted.
Give him Jackson's address.
Man, that would be so fun. I wish we could understand him a bit. His reception was
terrible. It's all right. It cut out a bit, but then we got there's some good bits.
So that guy was he was either going to call the police on me or he was coming to clean.
Or he was trolling us.
A third option hits the table. Matt Brown tenses, his mince cooling in his core.
Oh my god, very good. Margaret's fucked, hey. Like, she's rough.
She has some really, really bad history.
She's angry.
She's out of control.
She has some hate in her. But
shit, this is nearly a 2-hour long podcast. We should probably wrap this up.
All right, guys, please comment, like, subscribe. If we have you make a little laugh sound come out of your cunt, fucking get on top of it and always drown rats. Where?
The
best.
Best.
We're the best.
I'm on a toilet.
Michael's closing sentence?
Fuck me. Okay, I reckon if you use fire alarms and they go off, take them off. Because that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because it's so annoying true. The sound.
Safety first.
That should just go for everyone. That's pretty
or
standard.
Replace them, I guess.
Anyway, we're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the say best. It, say it, Matt. Say it, Matt. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. Say it, Matt.
Please.
Say it, Matt. Otherwise, your mum dies in 5, 4, 3, no. 2.
Best. We're the 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 best.
Oh, holy shit.
Give me some of that fruit as you stand.
That's my fruit, cunt.